The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back, Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. We the people of the United States, in order to perform a more perfect union, do establish justice of the United States, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, the good of the people, lawfully, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America, preamble to the United States Constitution. We the people of the United States, in order to perform a more perfect union, all 50 states, do establish justice. Justice. Folks, what if you woke up this morning, opened up the newspaper, or turned on the TV to your local news channel and saw this? I mean, they actually decided to tell you the truth. The Obama administration has been found criminal and corrupt. Impeachment will take place this week, and all administrative officials will have continuously broken the laws of our constitutional republic, will be tried, convicted, and brought to justice. Would you be shocked? If you say yes, then I would ask you the question, why is that? I'll tell you why. It's because American and the American people have fallen so far from the Bible, the American Constitution, and, of course, what our forefathers established, that we think justice is impossible. Yet, justice is what preserves our republic. Just think about that. Justice is what preserves our republic. Where have the people fallen short? In knowledge. The knowledge of what? The law. And if they don't know the law, then how are they going to have justice? Exactly. That's why Satan is called Belial, the lawless one. Now, I'm reminded of the true story of Mr. William Wallace. Most of you know him as Braveheart. William was told by the nobles of Scotland that it was impossible to defeat the tyrannical king of England and his minions, which held Scotland in captivity to their tyrannical ways. There were too many, said they, which is completely opposite of America's state. Too strong in every way for Scotland, they said, or so they thought. This one man, who was a majority with God, William Wallace, knew more than the nobles of Scotland did. He knew that freedom was not a gift granted to them by mere men or a tyrant king, but freedom was a right guaranteed to every man by God, which has been summed up in our Declaration of Independence. Freedom was not a thing to be stripped away from the common people by a tyrant because William Wallace knew that rights were granted by God. He knew better. He knew that he didn't derive his rights from the generosity of the states. They didn't come from the state. They came from the hand of God. I didn't say that. Our founding documents say that. As a matter of fact, John F. Kennedy said that. This was common knowledge in America, but yet, again, here we are. The people of Scotland outnumbered, outmatched, starving, and even without proper weaponry to fight with, followed William Wallace, just like the discontented men of Saul's fallen state followed David. Well, when they followed William Wallace and eventually Robert the Bruce into battle, although it was a high cost to pay, namely the life of William Wallace himself, they won their freedom and were delivered from the tyrannical king of England. Well, how could this be? How could the starving commoners defeat a skilled, a well-trained, a heavily armed army? It was because their freedom was more precious to them than anything in the world, and they would rather die than have it taken away. They were resolved and were willing to follow one man who believed God and who believed they could secure it. 1 Corinthians 11:1, Hebrews 12:2. We emulate the Christ. We follow the Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12:2 and 1 Corinthians 11:1. He hoped against all odds, believed God for the impossible, and folks, we're here to talk about the results. As a matter of fact, when you think of Scripture, it was the Lord that said he looked to and fro upon the earth, whose hearts were perfect towards him, that he could show himself strong on their behalf. Let's take it to America. The nobles, or shall we say most congressmen and women, who will not stand up against the crimes that have befallen we the people from this administration. They have titles and positions in which they don't want to lose, much like the nobles of Scotland in the day. Friends, I want to remind you of one thing. Men do not follow titles. Men do not follow titles, friends. They follow courage. Did you hear what I said? They don't follow titles, they follow courage. And yet these have titles and positions, and yet everybody looks at them, scoffs them, mocks them, demeans them, and everything under the sun. But America, have you forgotten that when you complain about government, you're actually complaining about what you tolerate? But not in this situation. Speaking of William Wallace, the tyrannical king of England was not defeated by the nobles. He was defeated by the people. But if you let the nobles have their way, friends, you can go back in history and check out how dictators rule the roost. They dictate through the nobles, through congressmen, the congresswomen. That's how countries are destroyed. As a matter of fact, specifically, and more specifically, if you'd like to go back to the days of Hitler, and you look at the Nuremberg trials in 1945, May of, interestingly enough, it was the politicians that contrived together with Adolf Hitler to destroy. They wanted a new world order. And now we know, again, just a side note, none other than the Bush regime, Prescott Bush, George Bush's daddy, was illegally financing Hitler's war. He was indicted, friends. Do your homework. Don't believe me. But going back to this point here, again, the tyrannical king of England, he wasn't defeated by the nobles. He was defeated by the people. So therefore, America, justice doesn't need to be something we only dream of. Justice is brought forth to establish righteousness because we are a grateful people. And why are we grateful? Because we are blood-bought both in the natural and in the spiritual. Isaiah 54, our purpose. It can be the reality that we lead to our children the way that our forefathers left unto us. And as I always say, friends, God is willing to give his people what they're willing to fight for, 1 Timothy 6:12. Yet you have to be willing to fight the good fight of faith. Read Psalm 78, verse 9. Let me go over to Roger Sherman, the signer of the Declaration of Independence. Again, line upon line, precept upon precept. Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions, attached to old customs is what it means, and their history, and no longer remember that the country they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedoms they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men, none other than the signer of Declaration of Independence, Mr. Roger Sherman. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know, I hate when people say, you know, where are the men? Where are the men that are going to stand up and do something about what's going on in this country? That's never my message. I'm just blown away that we've let it go this far. That's really what it comes down to. But again, on a hopeful note, just giving you the history of men that stood up against tyranny, and look what happened. They won the day because they trusted it in their God. And I said yesterday on the radio show, it's interesting that if we would spend half the time magnifying, actually, I don't want to say it that way because it's not right to say it that way. And I speak as a man. I'm trying to say it the best way that I can with the help of the Holy Ghost here. Is the fact of the matter is we should spend time magnifying the God of Israel. And if we would spend that time magnifying the God of Israel, in contrast to the time that we spent, well, actually, in parallel to the time that we spent or spend magnifying the enemy, I'll tell you what, we wouldn't have an enemy. You know, as a matter of fact, even speaking of the praise and worship really means, in worship, means to walk in truth. Doesn't mean to just sit around and sing to Jesus, which is good. I'm not taking that away, but I'm just saying that we need to praise and worship. We need to worship God in spirit and in truth, as it says in John 4. And isn't it interesting that when during praise and worship, the Bible says that he inhabits the praises of his people, and he also sets forth ambushes concerning his people's enemies in praise and worship, walking in the truth.
Yep.
Amen. So I like that. So, folks, let me end with this. In the Pledge of Allegiance, we state with liberty and justice for all. It doesn't say justice for all unless you're the President of the United States or the Attorney General or the Congress, does it? Here, let me say that again. In our Pledge of Allegiance, we state with liberty and justice for all. And it doesn't say justice for all unless you're the President of the United States or an Attorney General or the Congress. The word justice applies to all, and it means all. So therefore, I say to you on a hopeful note, you know, as I say, friends, the hope is that what you do with the truth that's been given unto you, so you have to respond to the truth. If America fails to bring forth justice, rest assured, tyranny will reign.
And it is raining.
Yeah, I can feel it.
And you can see it wherever you go. And when you look at men like, you know, William Wallace that you were talking about, he was one man who led that nation. And why did he lead that nation, the nation of Scotland? Why? Because he knew that freedom was a right. It wasn't something to be granted to them by a tyrannical, the King of England, who was a tyrant. No. They were born into freedom because freedom is something that God gives. God makes you free and God makes men free. And so he was one man who was willing to fight against tyranny. And he just had, you know, a group of disgruntled, not professional fighters, discontent men around him who knew that that was true, that you don't have the right to come in here and to rape our wives and to take our lands and to steal from us. No, that's not gonna happen. But what he did was he fought against being outnumbered, outmatched. They had better weapons. We go back in history and we look at men such as William Wallace, and we look at men such as William Wilberforce, and we look at men such as Martin Luther and MLK. And if you go into the Bible talking about women, you look at women such as Esther, God does not use large numbers. He has always used smaller numbers. If you look at Daniel and David and Elijah and Moses, a small group of men or women, or even one for that matter, who believe God changed a nation, rocked a nation. Look at Elijah. Look at David. Look at Daniel. These men were obedient unto God. It wasn't because the nation wasn't changed because of these men in their own strength. These men were obedient to God, and then God wrought great things on their behalf because they were wholly surrendered and submitted unto him. And what the Lord told him to do, he did. Moses, in and of his own strength, could never have persuaded Pharaoh to let the children of Israel go. But because God showed up and wrought signs and wonders and brought forth all the plagues and did what he did, God was just looking for an obedient, willing vessel. God's not going to use you because you have so many abilities and you're so talented and you have something you can bring to the Lord.
God doesn't use you for your abilities. He uses you for your availability.
That's exactly right. And he's looking for men who say, listen, even though Moses said, I'm slow of speech, you're looking at Gideon, I'm least in the tribe of Israel. Come on, I can't do this. No. He's just looking for someone who's going to believe him, take him at his word, and do what he commands them to do. So when we're looking at our nation now, we think, well, people say, well, I'm just one man or I'm just one woman. So was William Wallace. So was William Wilberforce. So was Martin Luther King.
What about the 56 men along with 13 colonies during the Revolutionary War?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. There was only one George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams. But you know what? They were not a huge majority. They were a small group of men who believed in their God. They stood under wonderful preachers who preached forth the truth. And they acted upon what they believed because they knew what was right and they knew what was wrong. And they knew that the things that were being inflicted upon them were not right, and they were willing to stand up against it. Now, we as their posterity have to recognize the same thing and say, you know what? If God be for us, who can be against us? We're going to believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob because he says, I change not, and we take him at his word. But we can't expect God to show up on the behalf of unholy vessels. If you have compromised in your life, you're an unholy servant, you're not doing what God has called you to do, don't be surprised when, well, I expected God to do this on my behalf. Well, are you obedient to him? Are you compromised? Are you living worldly? The Lord will show up for those men and women who are sold out to him, surrendered to him, and who are his, sealed in the blood of Christ.
I just wanted to make sure. So how's that? Go ahead and share with us as your personal life as to how does that apply? I'm just curious.
Well, I think when you're looking at what you're doing in your life, you can go through life as I did for many years, and I grew up as a Christian, quote unquote, in the professed church, right? And as myself, I always thought of myself as a Christian, but it wasn't until I was about 21 years of age that the Lord really wrought salvation within my heart.
Were you caught up in the spirit at that time?
No, not at that time. That was before that time. But I think when you go back, it reminds me of the historian. I was reading something that I wrote not too long ago, years and years ago, and I read it, and it was almost like it came across. Calvin Booth talks about how some people, they pray from their throats. They don't pray from their heart. They pray from, you know, their souls. And I was reading what I wrote from years ago. I'm like, you know what? This is something that I was just saying in my mind. I might have had knowledge as far as word knowledge, but I didn't have the experience to go along with it.
Yep.
And I think even over this past year,
I want to dissect this. Why is it that you didn't have the knowledge?
Because I hadn't experienced testimony.
Okay, why haven't you had the experience? Because nobody led the way for you to follow to experience.
Right.
And that's what's missing in America today is the Pauls and the Timothys, those that are willing to lead the way through example.
Right.
And that's what we get to see on a 24/7 basis in this country is everybody telling you how you're supposed to do it, but nobody showing you how to do it.
Right. And I think, too, is as the Lord works testimony in you. And a lot of times it's through the trials and the things that you don't want to go through. As you're going through them, you're learning the most. And it's not a easy process. It's not something that you'd wish upon yourself. But in the end, you go back and say, wow, okay, I knew that by head knowledge some time ago. Now I understand what it means because of testimony. And that's what you have to go back to. It's not so much what you know, because knowledge can puff you up. It's a matter of what you experience. And when you experience that, then you understand things for real.
Okay. Well, you know, interestingly enough, friends, we're seeing again in public schools how they're trying to actually exchange social studies or world history classes for Islam in children's books in America. I shared with you during the last hour how I got a text right before the radio show, who's through a friend of mine who's a former CIA agent. And he just basically came to a consummation concerning his article that he's going to be posting on sonsoflibertymedia.com here. And he said, Bradley, there's no doubt that Barack Hussein Obama is a Muslim covert-like. And the fact of the matter is covert to those that are too stupid to believe that he really is what he says he is. But for those that know that, again, that you judge a man by his fruit, we understand that. We see that he's making way. He's dropping the borders for the enemies to actually come forth. We got an article, as a matter of fact, by Eric Rush, great article, and he's basically talking about how ISIS is Barack Hussein Obama. And, folks, it's interesting, again, here we are on the head of this, inadvertently at times not knowing why we're staying on a course or staying on a topic. Remember, a prophetic message is it stays the course, friends, until people either receive it or they reject it. And but interestingly enough, people are now beginning to wake up to the fact that the head of ISIS snake is Barack Hussein Obama.
Mm-hmm.
He's entertaining America's sworn enemies within. We're seeing this in public schools. Again, friends, the hope is it's just the beginning. But Eric Rush's letter goes on and on and on, and it talks about the fact that, listen, unless we're willing to deal with what's going on and stop this now, you know what? It's not going to be good for America. He said the removal of the Obama regime of Islamists from our government, the closure of our southern borders, drastically heightened security procedures, and the summary expulsion or prosecution of anyone who even remotely resembles an Islamist or who supports the worldwide view are now absolutely imperative. In other words, it's now that we must deal with the issues, friends, because if we want to stand back and act like it's not really going on, well, folks, you better put your seatbelt on, because it's coming, and it's just a matter of time before we finally get what we have coming. Because we didn't deal with it when we should have dealt with it. The right time to do the right thing is right now. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Just wanted to throw that at you real quick. Be right back after this break.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Into the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I'm telling you what, it has been a day of days.
I think it's been a week of weeks.
It really has.
It has.
Just the stuff, the ministry has just been under attack majorly. And we're going to overcome this in Jesus' name, and through the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, we will overcome. I'm all the more encouraged every time we have to deal with something. And we know that every time something comes our way, that obstacle is set in front of us so we can get over the top of it, not walk around it. Because we know that the children of Israel, when they didn't learn the lesson, they would have to come back to that point of the mountain that they had to walk around because they didn't pass the test the first time.
That's right.
But interestingly enough, friends, I just wanted to share with you that we're going to be in Arizona in November. We're going to be doing the biggest tea party in the state of, well, the United States, actually. And someone just sent this to me. Actually, I think it was the producer, one of the producers of the show. It said, hey, Bradley, the bloggers are after you again. I said, I've seen that. He said, no, this is a different one. It's like every 2 weeks, you know, these clowns, because they have nothing better to do, they attack people that they're threatened by. They attack people that are exposing them for who they are. You know, the church's job is to, by the light, reprove darkness, you know. And interestingly enough, unbeknownst to me until just a couple days ago, I received this. Here, I'll just go ahead and lay it out for you really quick. It's a brand new article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Pamela Geller, who exposes the jihadists in the United States, the terrorists in the United States, organizations, Muslim organizations with terrorist ties in the United States. She is relentless, friends. Here again, we have a woman doing the job that
her.
A man should be doing.
Yep.
But Pamela Geller gives her report of how she overcame the Arizona chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations attempt to keep her from speaking to the Red Mountain Tea Party, including providing death threats. This reminds me of the radical homosexuals. Oh, there it is again, that correlation.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like Rachel Maddow. She puts a hit piece out on me. Next thing I know, I start getting these death threats from the radical homosexuals. Welcome to the club, Pamela. The radical Muslims in America are threatening Pamela Geller's life, friends. Even though Geller was clear in her position in exposing Islam, reporters continue to paint her in a bad light. These useful idiots. The Phoenix News Times has not only done that, but they are paving their hate-filled road of the Sons of Liberty's Bradley Dean into Arizona. Thank you very much. We so appreciate free advertisements.
Oh, yeah.
The Phoenix News Times reporter Ashley Kusick, sick is right, reported on Geller's meeting, writing in the end, the tension was far greater online than at the event itself. No one came out to protest Geller's speech, and there was no security to be seen at the school. If people indeed brought guns, they weren't visible. And according to the report and the pictures from the event, hundreds of people turned out to hear Pamela Geller at the Red Mountain Tea Party event. In fact, Kusick wrote of Geller, she paused to allow for audience laughter before calling CAIR, C-A-I-R, an unindicted co-conspirator in the September 11 attacks. See, the American people are wide awake, but the American people need to respond. It's almost as if it's being written that it isn't a true statement, but it is. Kusick then went on to write, I came back to speak to a room full of happy warriors, and they can't even tolerate that, she later said. Nothing her surprise that there weren't any protesters. No, the only protest that they get, folks, is what they write in the papers. They want you to believe that people are protesting people like Pamela Geller and the Bradley Deans of the world. I'm trying to figure out where the Protestants are, the Protestants are, to protest these people out of a job, into jail where many of them belong, friends. Going on, the rest of Geller's speech involved the history of her controversial anti-Islam ad campaign, calls for mosques to be monitored and an end to the Common Core, long diatribes against the any media, and a warning that you won't like what America comes after America. When an audience member asked if moderate Islam is a gateway to drug radical Islam, Geller said there is no moderate Islam. Geller asked her audience to use all the things she had taught them to fight what she had called the mosquing of America. By the way, friends, when a mosque goes up, that's a sign of victory for Islam, by the way. People, it's like they are like Helen Keller and someone moved the furniture, she said. They know something is wrong and they are looking for the answers, but their answer, it's always their answer, said Pamela Geller. She then ended by pointing the fact that Bradley Dean, this reporter, will be delivering, listen to this, friends, she then ended by pointing to the fact that Bradley Dean will be delivering the TKO at the Red Mountain Tea Party's featured next event at the East Valley High School on November 10th, as he will be exposing the truth of American's history. However, she added the little jab at Dean, you can run but you cannot hide, International Group has also been designated as a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Like they have that's any like credibility.
That's like the frog calling the prince ugly.
Oh, my goodness. You mean the ones that support the KKK back in the day? Those guys, and they're calling us a hate group?
That's right.
That's interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I go on.
Ugh.
So why put designations about the SPLC's hate group up on there? My guess is it's because Kusick approves of the SPLC. However, consider that the SPLC isn't about monitoring what they self-proclaim hate groups to be. Sometimes, listen carefully, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate groups and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life, is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. Mark Potok, Director of Unintelligence at the Southern Poverty Law Center. The Southern Poverty Law Center labels Pamela Geller, Bradley Dean, and groups like the Family Research Center as those that hate, but they don't label people like Floyd Lee Corkins, who use their hate list to target their enemies.
Yeah, as a hater.
Or the militant sodomite Dan Savage, who licks door handles to make people sick. Or declares that he wants to rape Rick Santorum. And calls for mandatory abortions. You first, Ricky.
Oh, that's not hate.
I'm sorry, Danny. Why is that? It's because they are seeking to self-determine what's acceptable hate from those who are telling the truth, whether it's about Islam, sodomy, or any other evil in this world. Friends, I want you to understand that all crime is motivated by hate. So when there's hate speech, there's no such thing as hate speech. They want you to swallow the pill that there is because they want to define what is hate and what is not hate. Let me tell you what hate is. A crime against God. Hate is a crime against heaven. Okay, that's why they call homosexuality crimes against nature. Okay? Matter of fact, if you think I'm stepping out there and taking a step a little bit too far, go ahead and look at your state statutes in any state in the union. You'll find out that they're called crimes against nature because they are. And we just seen that exemplified and exhibited through the mayor in Houston just last week. See, they want to keep force-feeding people to believe what they say. But the fact of the matter is America is regurgitating it out back upon these people. But the fact of the matter, again, is, friends, is that we're sitting back and we're allowing these people to throw their garbage out there. This is how it begins. Margaret Sanger came out in the 30s. Everybody laughed her off. 57 million babies murdered since 1973 that we know of. I thought it was a joke. ACLU, we knew this back in the 30s. Roger Baldwin, the end of the ACLU is communism. We thought it was a joke. Now they're trying to shut down schools. They're trying to shut down prayers. They're trying to shut down anybody that disagrees with their communism. Folks, they are all merely taking up the doctrine of the devil, of course, Saul Alinsky, in Rules for Radicals, where he credits Satan himself for this book, Rules for Radicals. Listen to what he said. Pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Cut off the support network and isolate the target from sympathy. Go after people and not institutions. This is cruel but very effective. Direct, personalized criticism and ridicule works. You know what? It works for the church too, my friends.
That's right.
It totally works for the church. Now, if the righteous would listen to what the enemy is doing, tell me what they just got done, both the Southern Poverty Law Center and Rules for Radical, Saul Alinsky, and keep in mind Barack Hussein Obama is a disciple of Saul Alinsky, or he says he admires him. Tell me if what they just said and what they do is lawful.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to attorneys about this, and I said, why are these people not behind bars yet?
That's right. And hateful.
And give them enough rope, friends, and they will hang themselves one way or another. And, friends, they do without fail. But what happens when they do it, the American people, the good people sit down and they just say, oh, okay, well, they were busted.
Yeah.
No big deal. It's like, what, they're not going to get back up and do it again 10 times worse? Hey, folks, if you look at the history of a criminal, he doesn't just stop because it's a good idea. No, he goes as far as the people will let him go. And that's exactly right. That's exactly what's going on in this country.
Yeah, and if you want to look at people like a true Christian should do this, their perspective should be different than everybody else's. So, for example, when you see the group of haters or the hate list group from Southern Poverty Law Center, you know what I think when I look at the list? I think, okay, those are the true doers of the word. Those are the ones that are God's chosen people that are going out and doing this stuff. When you look at people who are on the hate list group of people, you know, put out by the Southern Poverty Law Center, you should look at those people and say, okay, those are ministries I can support. Here are people who are doing what they're called to do. Good for them. Go get them. When you look at CARE and they list all these people that are against Muslims, you should look at that list and say, here's people who are standing for American values,
might not know
the
that
foundation
yet.
Of our country, and say, amen, high five, let's support them.
That's right. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. What Stephanie's talking about right now, friends, is CARE actually put a hit list out there to those and concerning the individuals that are Islamophobes, again, right behind all radical homosexuals, friends. Hook, line, and sinker, folks. They're right there. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Daniel Ott of the Edge Television Broadcast. When I want a hard-hitting message of truth exposing unconstitutional policy through constitutional law, I go to sonsoflibertyradio.com with Bradley Dean. He's educating and equipping America with the knowledge to what our nation was truly founded upon. Join me and thousands of other listeners at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Well, it's just been kind of sporadic, just kind of taking it as it comes. No big rush. We are in our last segment. We got David from San Francisco. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, sir?
Hey, pretty good. You know, I was spurred to call when I heard you talking about the origins of ISIS, because I've been keeping track of that like no tomorrow. I out here in San Francisco, I work with a nonprofit that works on energy issues.
Yep.
Ideally, you know, green energy issues, solar and alternative energy, getting rid of nukes, things like that. And so when we learned about some natural gas pipelines that are planned to go through Syria, we started looking at who were the financiers behind it, who were the backers.
Yep.
And so when you start looking at that whole, you remember ISIS was first described as an organization called ISIL.
Yep.
And L stands for Levant, which is kind of an ancient word for, a section of the country that, or a section of that land that stretches from Turkey all the way down into Lebanon. And it's a more biblical phrase, the Levant. And the Middle Easterners know that, and it includes part of Iraq, part of Syria, part of Turkey, and whatnot. So the original ISIL got some of the newspapers over here. I think it was Associated Press changed it to say ISIS, which included the last one was going to be Syria.
That's right.
And so that's why it's changed its name. But as far as the original thugs in the group are concerned, they called it ISIL. But the as far as I'm concerned, what they are is there's a very famous prophet named Mel Brooks, and his seminal work was called Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
And if you ever watch that movie, you realize that these whole packs of thugs were hired to drive these people out of their homes in order for a guy to essentially monopolize the whole region because the railroad's coming through.
That's right.
Now, if you change the railroad to natural gas pipelines, these investors are hoping to make $24 trillion in this natural gas pipeline. They would be fracking all over the Middle East, sticking it in this pipeline and sending it up to Europe, where they'd get better dollar value for it than selling it to their own people. And there are two different companies, basically, that are trying to get monopolies. They're trying to crush each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they were truly capitalists, they wouldn't mind a little competition.
That's right.
But these guys are really into monopoly. And it has nothing to do with religion. And I would bet that ISIS, or IS, or ISIL, is really a whole bunch of Blackwater thugs, or they're every kind of, you know, what was that old soldier, you remember Soldier of Fortune magazine? I would bet that the Soldier of Fortune magazine of today, the online hitmen, are being hired by ISIS or ISIL to basically steal this land, because these guys are serious about getting the future of these pipelines.
Let me give you, David, let me give you a really quick analogy, and I want you to go ahead and give me your thoughts, okay?
Yeah.
Around 100 BC, Rome had no fire department and an army general politician, Marcus Licinius Crassus. He established a personal firefighting force, and when a fire broke out, Crassus would always arrive on site and proceed to bargain for the burning building and all surrounding structures until the owner would agree with his low price.
Right.
The more the fire burned, the less he would bargain. So Crassus went on to be known as one of the richest men in Roman history throughout his extortive measures. So this leads to ask the question, if he was responsible for starting the fire, since he made so much gain from them, if he wasn't, then who was?
Right.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt that sometimes a mule kicked over the lantern in the hay, but the same sort of extortion is true. In this case, what's compounded by it, if you look at the investors, Syria has Assad, and Assad was invested with the Russians. The Russians were going to build this pipeline that would go straight to the Mediterranean, where they would have a port, and then they would fill ships with the natural gas and take them on to Europe or whatever country that wanted them.
Right.
The other competition is Saudi Arabia. And specifically, if you start doing Google searches of ISIS plus Saudi Prince Bandar, you'll start to find that that Bandar wants to do a pipeline from Saudi Arabia up through Syria up into Turkey, and then it would either be loaded onto ships or it would go directly into Europe. But in any case, ISIS and the origins of ISIS and Saudi Prince Bandar, they're very involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do a Google search of Saudi Prince Bandar plus Putin, you'll see a very interesting story from the Wall Street Journal of about a year ago, July or August of last year. Bandar goes up to Putin. It's very strange. You know, Bandar is at the time he was the head of the Saudi Arabian CIA. And guys like that don't fly around the world and visit with presidents or premiers. They're low-key guys. Heads of the CIA don't put themselves at risk.
Right.
But Bandar goes up, and in negotiating with Putin, he offers him the ability, if Putin would back out of his deal for the pipeline, Bandar would give him control of gasoline prices worldwide.
Yep.
Now imagine dominating, monopolizing the gasoline prices worldwide, how much power that would give you. But Putin laughs him out of the room. He considers it preposterous. So right after that, as Bandar is leaving the room, Bandar threatens him, saying, well, I'd hate for your Olympics to get bombed.
Yep.
You know, we control the terrorists up there in Chechnya and up in the region of where the Olympics were going to be. And sure enough, about a month later, there was a bombing at the transit hub for the Olympics. So Bandar is not playing, he doesn't play around. He does what he claims to do.
Mm-hmm.
And in the case of this pipeline, they want to make $24 trillion. And they have basically caused what's going on in the Ukraine. The Ukrainian fighters, the rebel groups and whatnot, the only way for the Russians to get directly by sea to Syria is through the Ukraine. And those there's a big naval base up there. And this basically what's going on in the Ukraine is that the Saudi Arabians are diverting attention, diverting the Russians' attention to affairs in Ukraine so that they're not able to assist Syria,
yeah.
And that way they'll end up with a pipeline. And Obama is a bit player in this. He has, you know, I mean, he hypothetically has control of the military, but as far as I'm concerned, you know, he's a bit player. He's not the Antichrist in this. He's just a guy that, you know, the oil companies say they want this thing, and he has very little to say about
it. Yeah, of course. Gotcha. Well, I appreciate it, David. Always good hearing from you, my friend.
Yeah, no trouble. One other thing, your earlier topic, have you ever heard of the ancient three estates?
No.
Well, it's kind of, you've heard of the fourth estate, the press, the journalism is called the fourth estate. Well, that when the printing press got invented by Gutenberg, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, the printing press was this idea that you could write the truth down, you could put it onto a printing press and make a whole bunch of copies of it and secretly hand out, you know, you could educate people, teach them how to read, and you could pass out the truth. You could deliver it on a regular basis. And whether or not the king tried to crush you, you had a printing press, that became a new power.
Yep.
And the printing press was called the fourth estate. But the ancient three estates were the king, the military, and the church. And so they were always buying for power. You know, sometimes it was the kingdom was run through the economics, or sometimes it was through the military, or sometimes it was a religious theocracy. But the idea that the printing press became the fourth estate that could beat them all,
yep,
just by saying the truth out loud, was a very important thing. So the ancient three estates, once you start looking at how these convolutions of, you know, foreign affairs and world affairs and, you know, strife and contracts and cronyism and whatnot,
yep,
just think about the ancient three estates and how they're playing their games. And, you know, you're a part of the fourth estate. So,
well, I appreciate
that, you can always subvert their paradigms.
I appreciate you, David, very much. For the sake of time, friends, we got 1 minute. Steph, it's all yours.
And we want to say
thank
to those
you again,
of you
David, from
that
San
are
Francisco.
Listening, we appreciate that call, David. Boy, he's a plethora of knowledge,
yes,
isn't he?
Is.
This is like flows out of him. But we have to say for those of you who
he's
are listening.
He's a flow of wisdom.
Flow of wisdom, Mr. David from San Francisco. What a great place for him to be, huh? But for those of you that are listening and say, listen, I want to support what you guys are doing, how can I do that? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and if you want to hear all the truth in the news from a perspective that's going to give you hope, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you. See ya.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.